Good morning and good afternoon and good evening, and wherever you are on the planet, listening to the Mike and Abe Show. This is the Mike and Abe Show, and I am Abe, and I have Mike here.
And I am Mike. How about, let me see if I can cook up a Mike and Abe Show jingle. The Mike and Abe Show is on the air right now.
Mike, we'll work on that. Mike, I wouldn't try out for American Idol if I was you.
I would. I mean, look. It's American Idol. It's the same guy who wins every year. It's like
Simon Cowell. He's the same guy. He wins every year.
He's the guy who wins every year.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. He gets his 90-100 million, and everything is fine. Okay. He could.
Yeah,
in fact,
he
could probably bail out the taxi industry if he wanted to.
We could ask. All they can do is say no. Say, listen, can we get $100 million to bail out the taxi industry? how about make a game show out of that? Taxi bailout.
Right. They pay 28% capital gains tax for all the money they win on Jeopardy and programs like that, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, you know, that's the other thing. When they raise the minimum wage to $11 an hour in New York State, which chased a lot of, you know, little low-level jobs away, I hate to say it, but... Mm-hmm. That that jump from 7.25, whatever it was, up to 11. I mean, the state and the city get a chunk of that extra $4, don't they?
I don't know.
You would think if it goes from 7.25 minimum wage to $11 minimum wage.
They get income tax. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I mean, So apparently they're getting another 30% from the boss. Straight to the state and the city, which nobody talks about. So that's another show for other people.
Yeah, right. This is the Mike and Abe Show. We talk about taxis, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, last night it was very busy all over the city, Saturday night. I mean, it was just a complete madhouse because in New York City, it had snowed last week, and my God, the way these weather people were talking about it, you would have thought that a meteor was about to hit the city, and it was nothing. It was like baby snow.
Yeah.
And last night I saw sanitation department snow plows, like big snow plows and salters. It's like, listen, the snow is gone. What are you guys doing?
They're getting overtime. That's what they're doing.
They're getting overtime, and I was like it was like a comedy routine. It's like, listen, you can see the dump truck, and you can put the tractor away now. The snow is gone. Get back to whatever. And they didn't collect the garbage. So they're milking this road of whatever they can.
Yeah.
Then I ask myself,
why get paid for picking up garbage when you can get paid for not picking up garbage?
When you can just get paid for driving around in a snowplow with no snow.
Yeah, right, with no passengers either. No meter ticking.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was asking myself, what is the Blasio going to do about the traffic and Uber and the cabs? And then I see this article in the newspaper that says he's trying to raise money to defend himself legally in court.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
And I need $10 million. And it's like, well, we all need $10 million. I mean, how much, what the hell do you do where you need $10 million to defend yourself in court?
Is de Blasio in that much trouble that he actually needs $10 million to keep himself out of jail or what?
According to him, that's what he needs for his legal fund to defend themselves against these allegations. It's like, dude, $10 million. I don't think O.J. spent $10 million. I mean, I just wonder what this guy...
Probably O.J. was, the lawyers in the O.J. case, they made their money from the exposure they got.
Yeah, yeah.
O.J. might have had $10 million. I mean, he was a big football star. You know, he was also in TV and movies and stuff like that. You know, and, I don't know. You know,
O.J. made the sad transition from slashing runner to running slasher.
There's some question about that still. Okay. Listen, let's talk about taxis, Mike. How's business? I'm going to put on my webcam at Times Square, my favorite webcam, okay, of Times Square, and see what's going on. It's a 10 o'clock Sunday morning, okay? I'm going to go to the NYC Taxi News message board, and way up at the top, I'm going to click on Webcams Amazing, Okay,
right?
And as you folks are doing it, don't miss that sign, that message that's up there. Report illegal hotel black car pickups. You know, a card is coming to you soon. Okay, these cards we made up. Many cards have been made up by unknown sources, I should say. Okay,
right.
And they're going to be handed out to taxi drivers so that they can call 311. And report these black cars that are making illegal hotel black car pickups and other illegal pickups, and report them to 311, because you can do that. You can do that and get your day in court. Okay?
Right.
And actually, you don't have to go to court. You can do it over the phone. The TLC allows complainants to do their thing over the phone. Only the complained against have to go in for the hearing. And find these guys $2,000, $4,000, and $10,000. Okay?
And at the very least, take their car away so they don't sit in front of hotels anymore.
Well, a $10,000 fine will take their license away. Okay?
Right.
All right? And we can do this, folks. We can do this. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's get it done. All right? Now, let me click on my webcam here. Okay?
Right.
I love this webcam. And I click on Times Square Cams. Okay?
Right.
When
now, where is
up.
It exactly? You keep saying, oh, you have a webcam. Where exactly is this cam?
In the camera itself?
No, where is the site where you can see this?
On NYC Taxi News. You just go to the top of the message board, and you'll see I put up there a link that will lead you to this webcam, and you will see Times Square, and there are other places you can see. Okay, and it looks like it's damp out there. There's some sun shining. There's a lot of sun reflection.
You're chopping up. You just started chopping up. What happened?
No. That's your phone, Mike. Because when I listened back to the recording after the last time you said I chopped up, there was no chopping up. Okay. Anyway, I see yellow taxis on the street. Okay.
I'm on the cover of the website. I'm on the first page of the website. Where am I looking to see where your
camera? You're gonna go to the message board. Go to the message boards.
Message board, right? Okay.
Okay, and from the
I'm on the message board now.
Okay, now at the very, very top of the messages, the very first message up there, it's in place. It can't be moved. It says webcams amazing.
Webcams amazing. Okay.
Right.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. Looks like many, many taxis are working. Okay.
All right, and you click on webcams amazing, and that takes you to a Google page, right?
Earth cams.
Webcams. It'll take you, and if you go down a couple of links on the Google page, you'll see Times Square Cams.
Yes, Earth Cam.
Earth Cam, right. And you click on that, okay, right. And that takes you to the camera, and you give it a second to load, okay?
Oh, there it is.
All right.
And, you know, God bless these cams. I see cams at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. You know, these guys are trying to make it happen, and they got these cams rolling. And what a tough job, and I hope in the very near future we get some new leadership, in-house and out-house, so to speak, like in City Hall.
Yeah.
And straighten this all out, because I talked to a guy last night, this Uber cabbie, you know, he's waiting for a guy, he has a look on his face, he's disheveled, he's not exactly, the bell of a ball. He's got a rumpled shirt, he's got his beard scroungy, he's got wrinkled pants, and he's driving a little black Camry car. He's an Uber guy. And I said, how's the Uber thing go? And he goes, and he does like the thing with his hand. And the guy looked like he had just been put through a meat grinder. And I said, are you making money? He goes, yeah, we're doing okay. Well, why? And he started with the do you want to join routine. Every time I ask these Uber guys how you doing, they say, not so great. And they're like, you want to join?
Yeah, but because they get a commission.
You're right. So yeah. It's like, no, it's horrible. You want to join? It's like, dude, you got to work on your sales pitch a little bit there.
Anyway, if you're looking at the cam, do you see there are taxis that are going up and down the street in Times Square? Okay. And, they tried to kill us, but they couldn't. You know, they put a knife in our chest, but they missed the heart. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Put a knife in our groin. That's what they put the
yeah,
knife.
Yeah, right. And we'd like to put one up there. You know what? You know
exactly.
You know, but I still see yellow cabs on the street. Okay, here it is, 10:14 in the morning, and they're working. Okay, and there are other webcams you can look at. Oh, look at that! You see those cabs rolling across 46th Street there, cab after cab after cab. Okay, but I see
a commercial. How come I got a commercial?
You got a commercial?
I'm looking at the webcam, but we're getting a commercial.
Oh, that's because you don't have ad block.
Well, I should get it. I mean, I also have the cams are on NYC Department of Transportation. You know that.
They have multiple webcams, but they're not as good as this one. They're not as I got this big picture webcam. Yeah, like you know, the ones on the Department of Transportation, the picture is smaller. You don't get a really good look. Okay. You know, but I get a pretty good sense of things watching Times Square, because all the taxis at one point or another during the day will roll through Times Square, right?
Right, right. Oh, you know, speaking of which, let me ask something. You ran cabs for years. What do you think about this Uber group riding? Because with the yellow cab, with insurance, wouldn't group riding with an Uber car make it a lot more risk and liability? Because I heard somewhere that the insurance companies are getting cranky with the Uber group riding, because there's a lot of stops and starts and weaving over and waiting, and the insurance companies say, listen, we're just you know, basically want to insure you guys for point A to point B. We're not insuring you guys for, like, the all the letters of the alphabet. I mean, have you heard anything?
No, I haven't seen any news stories about that or anything, but look, it wouldn't surprise me that if the insurance companies objected to what they're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, there has to be a lot more involvement. There has to be a lot more liability in running a street.
According to Uber, the liability falls on the driver.
Falls on the driver.
Yeah, not on Uber. You know, they're just a TNC. They just connect drivers with riders. Okay, they have nothing to do with the fact, you know, with the car, nothing at all.
So what is their propaganda? They're saying, you know, we're just telling you where the riders are, that it's up to you to do this.
Right, and for that service, we are charging you as much as we can possibly get out of you, legally and illegally.
You are signing on to be a whore, and as your pimp, we will assume no liability. Is that basically
something like that? Okay.
in layman's terms, yes.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay.
Well, and I'll tell you, last night
Go ahead. You know, you go.
Last night it was very busy. And a lot of the people that are taking yellow cabs are out of towners and tourists and Bridge and Tunnel people and the airport people. LaGuardia Airport is a complete disaster. And you want to hear something crazy? There's a book called Freakonomics. So they should put a chapter in about this Freakonomics in LaGuardia. So about 6 or 8 months ago, there's a little meeting I live by LaGuardia, and there's a little meeting for the people in the neighborhood said, LaGuardia is going to be remodeling the airport to serve you better and blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, remodeling. Remodeling. What do you mean remodeling? Well, we're going to do some of the, you know, they made it seem like it was no big deal. With a little paint, a little polish, we'll get a new airport. Okay, great. Then, they practically knock everything in the airport down to the ground. And construction all over the place. Traffic is blocked, rerouted, detours, the whole bit. So now nobody wanted to fly at LaGuardia because it's like, listen, it's disgusting. There's mud all over the place. I can't get to my plane on time. So they started reducing some of the fares at LaGuardia to get an incentive for people to go to LaGuardia. So now they basically had the traffic they can't manage, and they've incentivized people to come to LaGuardia with the existing traffic they can't manage. So now they have more traffic they can't manage, and it's an utter and complete disaster. And I'm just wondering why we're even using the Port Authority anymore. I have no idea why we still have two airports in Queens in New York City, and we need something other than the State of New York and New York City Police Department. We have 38,000 cops. I'm guessing 38,000 cops can run two airports, way, shape, or form. But LaGuardia is a train wreck, and I'm just wondering how long this thing is going to take to get fixed. But it's interesting how that worked, because there was a lot of traffic. It was a mess, and the people weren't using LaGuardia. So they said, okay, we'll incentivize people to use the flights a little more, And now they've like doubled the traffic, and there's really a complete mess. I'm going to go in there Monday just for nothing else to ask some of the cabbies what's going on, because and there's all these invisible people running these taxi programs and things like that, and you don't have names like you and me. We're Mike and Abe. People know who to ask,
right,
whatever.
Right.
But you have all these people who never drove cabs, don't know anything about traffic, don't even live in the city, and they're making all these decisions about how this should be done, how that should be done, and then they're gone. And then they're not around for comments. They're not around for statements. So I don't know. It's an election year. Hopefully somebody will start talking. Well, hopefully we'll get some comments about this. But it's a disaster. I mean, I just wanted to throw that in. Now, as far as the cab itself, the medallions, I'm just wondering at what point does that start jump starting again? I mean, how's your medallion doing? I mean, none of my business.
It's alive and it's well. Okay.
What's that?
It's alive and well. It's working.
It's alive and well, and it's working on the street. So you have,
right,
there is a guy happily driving your medallion on the street.
Well, I hope he's happy. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's happy. You know, that's all I can say. Every once in a while he calls me, and he's always laughing, and you know,
uh-huh.
Okay. But you know, I don't have a lot to do with it other than you know that he calls me once in a while, okay, because it's leased
uh-huh.
to a very respectable broker in Queens, okay,
right,
okay, and
uh-huh.
and that's who takes care of it for me, okay. I drove it for many years. Fortunately
uh-huh.
for me, my medallion is paid for, okay.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. and I feel sorry for those that don't have their medallion paid for, and can't even make the payments on the medallions, okay.
Right. What? This is the guy who called in when the Ask the Mayor, we had Mayor de Blasio on.
Yeah, right.
The NPR show last week.
Yeah.
And he goes, basically he's like, well, now that I bought a medallion from the city for about $900,000, and now that you've double-crossed me with Uber, can you guys, like, buy my medallion back and just let me get out of this? And it's like, oh, well, we have to let the market adjust, and the market and the competition. And it's like, listen, I don't want to do this anymore because you told me one thing and you did the other.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get out of here. It's like, oh, well, competition. It's like, you know, here's the thing. You talk about competition. Let's put the two-way radios back in yellow cabs. Let's give app service to all the cabbies. Competition. Chairperson Nosi, as I call her, and her name is Yashi. But I call her chairperson.
I know you say Nosi because she doesn't see anything. I think she does see everything, but she has her hands tied, or she's not that concerned.
Yeah, or both.
Right.
Well, it just comes down to the fact where she keeps saying competition. Listen, chairperson, the city of New York sold medallions under the idea that would be eliminating competition and giving us exclusive street hail rights for yellow cabs. That's why they were worth $1 million before she got this job. All right? And now she talks about competition. Okay, you want competition? Put two-way radios back in the yellow cabs. Allow yellow cabs to have surge pricing where we can charge double and triple whatever we want. Allow yellow cabs to not fingerprint their drivers, allow yellow cabs to basically run buck wild in the street. So every time we hear about competition, they want competition, but they don't want competition. And I think that's where our friend Todd Higgins comes in with the court suit, because they basically told even the lowly cab driver, which I am one, were told, okay, well, if you drive a yellow cab, you're going to be the guy getting street hails. Now I see all this competition where people jumping out of nowhere stealing my business, in my opinion.
I just want to say about competition, okay? If you have a barber shop or a restaurant, and let's say you have a hot dog stand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Grace Papaya on 72nd and Amsterdam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Grace Papaya goes into business, they have to get a license from the Department of Consumer Affairs, right?
Right.
Now, let's say somebody decides that they want to open up a hot dog stand across the street, you know, they can't do it without a license from the Department of Consumer Affairs.
Correct.
Right. So where does Uber come along and think that they're going to operate a taxi service without a taxi license from the city of New York?
Well, we've been trying to find that out for a couple of years now. And our friend Todd Higgins, which is a great name, by the way, he is in the process of suing some people to ask them that exact question, because we keep getting these edicts from the Taxi Commission. We encourage competition. It's like, listen, many times we have been blocked from initiatives in the taxi business that we wanted to do, and virtually put on the brink of being out of business while everybody else gets to do whatever they want. And I'm just curious as to if we want to start doing what the other guys are doing, why do we keep getting blocked? Why did they take two-way radios out of yellow cabs, first of all? I'm still trying to figure that one out. You drove back in those days, right?
What days were we talking about? Back
when they had two-way radios in yellow cabs.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I drove then. I even had a radio for a period of time.
Yeah, and you know the other thing I see, what is the big deal with getting a two-way radio dispatch? I mean, there's some sanity there. I mean,
Mike, you know, we're living in a different era, and it doesn't matter whether it's two-way radio or an app call. It's a form of calling a taxi, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
you,
exactly.
know, yep. the argument here isn't how you get the call; it's who's entitled to get the call, okay? And
right.
And if you're riding around the streets waiting for calls, you're in the business of getting street calls, which are mm-hmm. which. As defined to me, is what a street hail is, that you're not sitting at a base, you're riding around the streets waiting for calls.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a street hail. Okay?
Right.
Or somebody sticks up their hand in the street, that's a street hail. Or somebody on the street wants a taxi, that's a street hail. Okay? And,
right.
And, you know, what Uber is, and that's what you needed the medallion for a license to do that. Okay? And Uber is doing it without that license.
Yeah, and they've made no attempt. And it's funny, I was talking to a guy, John, one of the guys who jumps in on the Taxi Dave show with me on WOR on Sunday nights, and what do you call it? This guy, John McDonough,
yeah.
He was driving a yellow cab when Uber first was in the yellow cab. He said he was doing like 5 or 10 calls a day with Uber. He said it was great. He had the handheld Uber. It was in the cab. He said it was great. And I'm just trying to figure out why the yellow cab didn't explore working with the Uber people early on in the game versus this mess we have now. I just don't understand what happened.
Well, they decided that $2 a ride wasn't enough for them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So is that what happened?
Yeah, when Uber was in the taxis, they were only getting a small fee for bringing the call to the taxis. They weren't getting the 375% that they get now.
Right.
I'm only, you know, exaggerating, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, they get
right.
20% or 30%, okay? You know, whatever they can scheme, and according to what I've been hearing, they've been giving different rates to the driver than what the passenger is actually paying, okay?
Right.
You know, so the driver doesn't know what the passenger is actually paying, and Uber tells them one thing, and it turns out to be that they charge them a lot more than what they're telling the driver. Okay?
But so that's very interesting. How is that legal? How is that legal?
It's not. You know, if that's actually what's happening, I'm not making an accusation without proof. I'm just saying this is what I heard.
Right.
All right?
Is that what the chairperson means by competition?
No, I don't know what she means by competition. Okay, if I have a barbershop on 23rd and Lexington, and somebody wants to open up a beauty parlor next door, you know, and give fancy haircuts and charge more, that's okay. But they both need a license to cut hair. Okay.
Right.
All right. I mean.
Yeah.
That's what's going on, okay?
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm just very disgusted. I've gone from concern to paranoia, and now I'm disgusted because I keep hearing about competition, but every time the yellow cabs try to do some initiative to get us rolling, oh, and what about the wheelchair fares? What about all these wheelchair customers we were going to get? First of all, my app thing hasn't gone off in a while, and I'm wondering what's going on with that. And I've changed to a different cab, and I talked to a lot of guys. We don't get a lot of app calls now for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
And it's snowing, and it's raining, and it's cold, and there's no app calls coming in. So how does that work?
I don't know.
And the other thing is,
Yeah.
And the other thing is just in general, I mean, we should be able to have surge pricing. I mean, why? I hear one company saying, like, and the yellow cabs don't have surge. Why don't we have surge pricing?
You know,
we,
Mike,
people want surge pricing.
What you're saying is whatever they're doing, we should be able to do. And I'm saying whatever we're doing, they should be limited in doing.
Right, because we paid for the right,
right
to be for exclusivity, you know?
Okay, in other
and,
words, and look, if we have a metered fare, they should have a metered fare.
Oh, God in heaven, please.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I'm just saying that they should have a metered fare and a medallion to operate as a taxi cab.
And they should pay $1 million for that medallion.
Whatever the going rate is. Okay.
Right. Well, all I know is that me as a cab driver, I was told by the city of New York that I was going to drive a yellow cab and I'd have the right to pick up exclusively off the streets of New York. And now I see everybody around me picking up and going wherever they want. And it's, I tell you, right now, the law is being broken. And it's up to a judge without golf buddies telling him what to do to step in and just look at it and say, listen, the city of New York said you could do this, and now they're saying that everybody can do this, which wasn't the law when they sold medallions from the city of New York. And the guy who called in the other day was right. It's like, listen, if the city of New York wants to change the rules, then give these poor cabbies their money back, you know, and then just write a check and say, listen, we're changing the rules.
They should have never,
everybody their money
they should
back
have never and, taken the money in the first place.
What's that?
They should have never taken the money in the first place.
They shouldn't have you can't bait and switch. I mean, these cabbies are the victim of a bait and switch.
Yeah, well, that's what happened, okay? That's that seems to apparent as to what happened. You know, they were very anxious to sell these medallions for $1.3 million, and the next thing you know, and it was only a matter of months. It wasn't even like 2 years later or 3 years later. It was like these medallions were sold in like December or January, and by March and April, and Uber is breaks out their battle plan. Okay, and the city does nothing to stop them. Nothing to stop them.
And when did this battle plan present itself to the taxi commission? Did the taxi commission know what was on the horizon before they sold these medallions?
Well, it's being said that there were some that left the taxi commission who helped set it up. Okay,
so,
you know, it goes back to the last administration, okay? You know, and this administration should have stepped in and put the brakes on it.
Right.
Okay, and they didn't, Mike. They didn't. All right.
Well, they keep putting the brakes on us. This is the problem. They keep putting the brakes on the legal yellow cab driver.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else gets to run willy-nilly.
Mike, you drive a leased taxi cab, right?
That is correct.
Do you take your leased taxi cab in for inspection, or does somebody else do that?
The owner takes it for inspection.
Oh, in other words, the garage that you're leasing from has somebody takes it in.
Yes, the garage maintains the cab, and they take it in for inspection when it is due.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, that's a good thing about this situation that I have leasing from Checker Taxi.
Yeah, in Long Island City,
In Long Island City, God bless Checker Taxi. And I'll tell you, it's, and you talk to cabbies at the airport. JFK is one of the stipends of my cabbie existence. And JFK has softened up a bit. I don't know if it's something going on with all the drama with immigration or the stuff going on with the city cracking down on Airbnb, where I had thousands of people coming in from Europe visiting New York because they could stay with a couple of friends via the Airbnb app. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Airbnb is horrible, horrible. And so there's been a couple of things that have pinched JFK business. And I tell you, one thing, we got to watch it with these tourists, because you can't keep, abusing the people visiting New York. I mean, they come in from Kennedy, they go through an hour and a half of screening at the bags. I mean, I'm sure they need security, but and then the Van Wyck, there's construction all over the place. There's traffic. There was a homeless guy last night I had a big argument with, and apparently they're not cracking down on the street wackos like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful as far as the erosion of what have been done since Giuliani and Bloomberg with this guy at de Blasio, who might just be a one-trick pony. With the way the city is being run now. I mean, because you have some long-term situations developing that might not be good for the city, and we have to start addressing that. And we are on the front lines of that with the Yellow Cabs, because we've been around for 80 years, and it was a nice situation for everybody involved where we could make a living. And then something comes in, an experimental program comes in out of the blue, which threatens 80 years of stability. And it's being done by a group of people who are probably going to be out of here in September. So I hope the judge will look at that part of it as well, Abe.
Mm-hmm. Nothing ever stays the same, Mike. You know, and sooner or later, this will all come to a head. All right? That's what I'm going to say. Now, listen, I got all these news headlines here out in front of me. You had that up on your computer, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, let's go over them and let's go down the line and read them. And and I'll read them and you tell me when to stop. Okay?
Do you have any, like, generic news headline music you can play? No?
Christie signs law regulating Uber and Lyft. This is in New Jersey. Okay, I'm going down the line.
That's good. I mean,
yeah. Go ahead.
How are we going to do this?
Well, I was going to read the headline, and you're going to say I'm going to read the list of headlines, and and when you want to make comments about it, stop me. Okay, there's a whole bunch of them. Let me read 10 or 20 headlines. Okay. These are headlines you can read on NYC Taxi News, okay? All right? Anybody, if you're interested, okay? Ford bets $1 billion on startup founded by Waymo Uber Vets. In other words, Ford is investing in driverless cars, $1 billion.
Is that what they're doing?
Yes. Okay.
Well, how about this? Well, why don't the guys who buy Fords invest in companies other than Ford? Like, if you're a truck driver or a cab driver, and given the choice between a car company that is making cars or they're going to put you out of a job versus buying cars from a car and truck company that is willing to work with the people who make a living from driving, why would you buy a car from a car company that wants to put you out of a job? How about that? How about cabbies and truck drivers invest in car companies?
Okay, that's good. How about I read the headline and I limit you to like two sentences? Okay, comment. All right.
Okay, good.
Okay, Saratoga Springs Council calls on state to allow ride sharing services.
I'll take a pass. That's like
okay.
After
Trump fallout, Uber can't shake envy of Tesla.
But Tesla is like a girl.
Tesla is a car company that's making driverless cars, and
driverless cars.
And Musk is the guy from Tesla, Elon Musk, and he's still talking to Trump. Okay.
Well, here's the thing with Tesla. Tesla gets a lot of money from the government, a lot of money for taxpayer for our research and development. Again, the truck drivers, the cabbies, the delivery guys, they make a living. And it's like, listen, I don't want to pay a guy to put me out of business. I mean, if he wants to invent driverless cars, fine. Go out there and get money. You got money. Get money out of your bank account and make a driverless car. Don't let me send you my money that I'm working to make so you can put me out of a job. It's insanity. And first of all, the technology isn't there for mass usage of driverless cars. I mean, They're crashing all over the place. They don't have the proper technology. You can hack into them. So if a driverless car, theoretically, or a driverless truck, God forbid, is going 80 miles an hour, some nut from hacking into the electronic device.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to have to end the show here. Mike is having some trouble with his equipment. I think he needs a new microphone or something, okay, because it keeps messing up, okay? I want you to visit our advertisers. You can see them on the homepage of NYC Taxi News. We have King Brokerage out in Brooklyn. He's looking for people to lease medallions. Okay, he has great deals. Okay, he's at 6814 Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn, in Bay Ridge. His number is 718-833-8110. And if you need your taxes done, and I'm sure you do, April 15th is coming up before you know it, call Tony Tax, 718-413-6126. He's a really good accountant, and I'm sure he'll take good care of you. And also out in Brooklyn, over in the McDonald Avenue section, we have NYC Taxi Group, who says, come in, name your price, and leave with the car. So they got some really great deals out there. 718-253-3501. That's 718-253-3501. And they're at 876 McDonald Avenue at the corner of Avenue F in Brooklyn. Okay? And if you need to, if you want to drive for a fleet out in Long Island City, there's Checker Management, 1105 38th Avenue in Long Island City, 718-361-6300. And visit our homepage, visit our message board, okay? And all the links are on the front page of NYC Taxi News. And if you have any questions, if you want to advertise at NYC Taxi News, we have great rates, okay? You can send an email to nyctaxinews@aol.com. So have a good day, folks, and thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.